are the last words of David, David, the son of Jesse declares, the man who was raised on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel declares, the Spirit of the Lord spoke through me, and his word was on my tongue. The God of Israel said it, the Rock of Israel spoke to me. He who rules over mankind righteously, who rules in the fear of God, is like the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without clouds, when the fresh grass springs out of the earth from sunshine after rain. Is my house not indeed so with God? For he has made an everlasting covenant with me, properly ordered in all things and secure. For will he not indeed make all my salvation and all my delight grow? But the worthless, every one of them are like scattered thorns, because they cannot be taken in hand. Instead, the man who touches them must be armed with iron and the shaft of a spear, and they will be completely burned with fire in their place. These are the names of the mighty men whom David had: Joshua, Bashabeth, a Tahamonite, chief of the captains. He was called a Dino the Esnite because of 800
After him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo the Ohite, one of the three mighty men with David when they defied the Philistines who were gathered there to battle, and the men of Israel had withdrawn. He rose up and struck the Philistines until his hand was weary, and it clung to the sword. And the Lord brought about a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to plunder the dead. Now after him was Shammah, the son of Agee the Hararite, and the Philistines were gathered into an army, where there was a plot of land full of lentils, and the people fled from the Philistines. But he took his stand in the midst of the plot, defended it, and struck the Philistines. And the Lord brought about a great victory. The three of the 30 chief men went down and came to David at harvest time to the cave of Adullam, while the army of the Philistines was camping in the valley of Rephaim. David was then in the stronghold,
but poured it out as an offering to the Lord. And he said, far be it from me, Lord, that I would do this. Should I drink the blood of the men who went at the risk of their lives?
Now Abishai, the brother of Joah, the son of Zeruiah, was chief of the 30. And he swung his spear against 300 and killed them, and had a name as well as the 3. He was the most honored among the 30, so he became their commander. However, he did not attain to the reputation of the 3. Then Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzel, who had done great deeds, killed the 2 sons of Ariel of Moab. He also went down and killed a lion in the middle of a pit on a snowy day. And he killed an Egyptian, an impressive man. Now the Egyptian had a spear in his hand, but he went down to him with a club and snatched the spear from the Egyptian's hand and killed him with his own spear. These things Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, did, and had a name as well as the 3 mighty men. He was honored among the 30, but he did not attain the reputation of the 3. And David appointed him over his bodyguard. Asahel, the brother of Joab, was among the 30. And there was Elhanan, the son of Dodo of Bethlehem. Shama the Haradite,
Benaiah appeareth o night. Hiddai of the brooks of Gash. Abiel born the Arbathite. Asmaveth the Barumai. Eliab of the Shah. The sons of Jash and Jonathan, Shammah the Hararite, Ahi and the son of Sharah the Araran, Eliphalet the son of Ahaspai, the son of the Makathite, Eliam the son of Ahithophel the Gilonite, Hezro the Carmelite, Pare the Arvite, Eagle the son.